Radio Gorgeous, where women do the talking.
Today's show is brought to you by movementformodernlife.com. Hello and welcome to Radio Gorgeous. I'm at the Northern Hotel in London to meet a woman who's a celebrity therapist. She trained under Deepak Chopra in California at the Cell Command Longevity Center. She has a client list which includes royalty, rock stars, Olympic athletes, and today, little old me. She lectures in the UK and the US. Welcome, Marisa Peer, to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
So you're on Radio Gorgeous today to talk about your new book, You Can Be Younger, Use the Power of Your Mind to Look and Feel Younger in 10 Simple Steps. So Marisa, I really want to believe everything I read in the book.
Good.
But a voice in my head is saying, nah, can't be true, this is rubbish. What can I do about that?
Well, you have to look at people who prove it is true. So if you look to someone like Angela Lansbury is on stage every day in the theatre in the West End at age 88 and doing a matinee too. Mary Berry works every day and she's 79. Barbara Cartland and Catherine Cookson wrote their last book at age 88. And my favourite, the ballerina Gillian Lynn, is 87. Is a choreographer, has a husband 30 years younger than her, who's been madly in love with her for 30 years and looks amazing. So if you do something young, you trick your body into thinking you are young, which makes you younger. And if you can't do something young, then thinking young thoughts will have exactly the same effect. So the trick is, tell yourself you're young. Your body believes everything you tell it. And that's how you not only become younger, you stay younger too.
What do I do about the nagging voice, though?
You ignore it. You shut it down. You replace it with something else. So Tufts Medical School did some tests, and they proved that your organs can be 12 years younger than you. So we have three ages. We have what's called a birth certificate age, which is the most meaningless age of all. But let's say you were 40. That's your birth certificate age. Then you have a biological age, which is the age of your organs. So if you were 40 and a runner and you ran in the sun, your heart and lungs would be 15 years younger than you. They would be 25, but your knees and your skin would be 55. So your organs age according to what you do. Then you have a psychological age, and that is the most important age. That is the age you feel. And the age you feel directly links to the age of your organs. So if you feel young and if you do young things, you actually age in a completely different way. And if you trick yourself into thinking you're young, you can actually reverse aging. We all know people who've got grandchildren who are swimming with them or skiing with them or listening to their young music who are younger than other grandparents. Oh, I'm too old for that. And I know I don't like to see the grandparents. I don't like that young music. And I need to be in bed at 10 o'clock at my age. So do something young, and you will physically trick your body into being younger.
Can you give some advice to Radio Gorgeous listeners, the sort of thing that we can do as women?
Yes, okay. Yeah. So here's a very simple thing. Your body believes whatever you tell it. So when you look in the mirror, instead of saying, oh my God, I look old, I look decrepit, I look ancient,
yeah,
I look knackered,
yeah,
which we're saying is a joke, yeah. But yeah. Your mind responds to the words you use. Old is permanent. When you say, I look tired, your body understands that 18-year-olds look tired, and after some sleep, you'll look young again. Instead of saying, my skin looks old, say it looks dehydrated, because you want to use temporary words, not permanent words. And remember that the people we think are examples of exceptional aging, like Joan Collins and Tina Turner, how do you know that they're not normal and the other people are the exceptional? You can choose how you want to age. You can age agelessly. My favorite thing is you can grow older without growing old. And you don't have to do a great deal. Changing your thinking, changing your beliefs, and changing your language will do all of that for you. And you know, how cool is that? Because that's all free. You don't have to do anything. You just have to think different thoughts in the shower.
So you're a hypnotherapist, and your sort of belief is, your philosophy is that the subconscious, well, you've got proof, the subconscious mind believes everything we tell it.
Everything. That's what a phantom pregnancy is. That's what a psychosomatic illness is. The body is responding to thoughts that are incorrect, but it doesn't make any difference. If you went to somewhere like Haiti, where they have voodoo, even if you discount it all, when you're around it, it starts to affect you. So your mind reacts to whatever you're saying, thinking and believing, whether it's true or false, good or bad.
Could you give us like an example how, it, you know, like day-to-day living, how it affects us?
Yes, people in the Western world age very differently to people in the Eastern world. In the East, they say that you are nothing until you're 70. You haven't lived long enough to have an opinion, and they call aging saging. They respect older people. In China, they have a day of the old where every year, rather like we have Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, they have older people's day, and they have a big party for the old people. And more people die in the week after that day than at any other time of the year because these people decide to wait. They might be at the end of that, but they want one more day where they are celebrated and respected. And that just goes to show that you can actually delay the time you die if you think different thoughts.
When you were writing your book, a boy's kept coming in and saying, oh, I wish I was out there having a nice weekend.
Yeah.
And you're writing at the weekend when it was sunny outside. How did you change it so it made it into a positive experience? Because there's so many jobs we have to do in the day, yeah, like loading the dishwasher, doing the washing, you know, jobs that, you know, a little bit boring. How can we make them, us not resentful of them, well, and make them to a positive experience?
You've got to insert that word choose. I am choosing to do this and I'm choosing to feel great about it. So if I'm in a lovely place like this hotel and they offer desserts, I choose not to have them. I don't go, oh, it's so unfair, I can't have these cakes and they're free and why shouldn't I go? No, I'm choosing not to have the cakes, I'm choosing to have fruit because I'm choosing to be leaner and lighter and have better skin, but I'm also choosing to feel really good about it. So I do things I don't want to do every day, but I choose to. I choose to go, right, I'm choosing to load the dishwasher, I'm choosing to tidy up after my husband, who's very messy. But instead of moaning, I remind myself, I'm bloody lucky to have a great husband that adores me and a very messy daughter who's an artist. So, you know, I'm not a saint. I have my moments. Yeah. But anyone, if you put in the word choose, you see, when you go, oh, I've got to eat salad again, like a bloody rabbit, and I want burger and fries, when you say that, your mind understands that you're trying to resist a desire. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it increases the desire.
Yes, I find that. It's like I start thinking, I'm dieting today, I'm not going to eat,
I want cake, I mustn't have it. What I say is, I want cake. When I'm 95, I'm going to eat cake every day. But right now, I want to look good in my clothes. I want to look good in skinny jeans. When I'm 95, no matter how skinny I am, I'm not going to look hot in black lacy underwear. So that's when I'm going to have cake. So I tell myself I will always have another day to eat cake. Right now, I want to live my life that's choosing. So when you say, I can't, I mustn't, I shouldn't, but I want to, your mind knowing you want it cranks that desire up more and more and more. So the harder you try not to have a biscuit, the more you end up eating the whole packet.
Yes.
When you say, I can have biscuits every day for the next 50 years, I'm choosing not to, your mind goes, oh, you don't want them? And it turns the desire off because you're choosing not to do it. That's why vegans never go, oh, I can't eat bacon. They go, I could eat bacon. I don't want to. I choose not to because it's cruel to animals.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be right or wrong, but the choosing lets your mind know that you have a choice. You've made this choice willingly, and the desire for the wrong stuff will go away.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous. Movementformodernlife.com, revolutionising online yoga and well-being, is proud to be sponsor of RadioGorgeous.com.
So you're saying that you can choose to be young and younger?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can choose to grow old without getting old, and I choose to do that. And so, again, you change your thoughts, you change your beliefs, you change your language. You can change a few little actions. The thing I love about my book is it gives you a list of everything you can do, and it says if you do 80% of these, 80% of the time, you will age fantastically. And you don't have to do all of them, and most of them are deliberately instant things that you can choose to do.
Ooh, tell us some.
Well, for instance, I never sleep with my mobile phone or my laptop or my iPad by the bed unless I'm in a hotel room, because when you have electric appliances too close to your body, especially when you're sleeping, especially if they are charging, you're absorbing all the electromagnetic frequencies, which is very aging for the skin. So I put them outside the room. Yeah. I charge them during the day. I keep them outside. That's a really simple thing that I do. if I'm in a pub and they're offering crisps, I take olives because olives are full of essential fats that are really anti-aging. I don't miss, crisps are full of trans fats and salt and chemicals. So I make little switches, nothing major. But the electrical appliances outside the bedroom will dramatically reverse the age of your skin by at least 16 years. Another thing I do, I have the big hotel pillows all over my bed because I read in bed at night. I put the whole lot on the floor and I have one little flat pillow with a silk pillowcase because a wrinkle is a pleat that is memorized into your skin. And if you look at people's faces, you'll find we nearly all sleep on the right side, and your right side will always be slightly older than your left, because you're pushing your face into too many pillows and you're pleating in a wrinkle. Where sleeping on a flat silk pillow, you just slide off that. So even though my husband hates them, that's what I sleep on.
So he's got his own Egyptian cotton ones,
hasn't he's got
he?
The yeah. big fat yeah. ones, and yeah. I've got the flat one.
Why a flat one?
Because you're not pushing, because a flat pillow, you don't push a plump pillow, you push your face into it, it's all plump around you. A flat pillow with a silk pillowcase, your skin tends to slide off it rather than get pleated into it.
Fabulous. Now, also you say that you can find out your biological age. I'm very intrigued. Can you do a little test on me now?
Yes. Let's do a little test. So if you just take the skin on your hand and hold it and then let go of it. And yours is actually going back quite quickly. And then take the skin on your inner arm and pinch that too, and notice how quickly it goes back. See, that goes back immediately because it has no sun damage at all. And the skin on your hand, which gets a lot of sun, goes back more slowly.
Yeah.
So that's proof that what's causing your skin to age is not you, it's the sun. And once you know that, if you start to use sunblock on your hands will age very differently. So people who think their skin is aging, if you look at the skin on your inner arm, which gets protected from the sun, that's the true age of the skin on your body, which is actually incredibly young and plump and unlined. But I do have a test in the book, and there's lots of things, balance, grip, age of your skin, how quickly you can catch a ruler when it drops. And if you take the test in the book and tot up your score, you will find out your biological age, not your birth certificate age, which you know. If you follow the book and take the test again within literally 10 days, you will be 10 to 15 years younger.
What?
Well, we know that because in 2005, Dr. Ellen Langer for the BBC took some celebrities to a retreat. And it was what's called a closed retreat. So what they did, very clever, it was like a little hotel, but they decorated it from the 80s. Everything they piped in, the TV shows, the radio shows, and all the magazines were from the 80s. And the people who went, Derek Jameson, Sylvia Sims, Liz Smith, all wore a badge of themselves from the 80s. And Dickie Bird went, and Lionel Blair went. And they had to pretend it was from the 80s. They talked about the 80s, they wore this badge. They were only there for a week. And before they left, they tested their vision, their finger length, their grip, their eyesight, their hearing, their hormones, their muscles. And within a week, they had all reversed their aging by between 7 and 10 years in just 7 days. And they asked them what had happened, and they all said that they forgot they were 80. They really did live in that world of 30 years earlier. And because they lived in that world of 30 years earlier, their organs changed how they aged. Now, Liz Smith went into that retreat on two walking sticks, and at the end of the week, she was balancing on one leg. Sylvia Sims, who'd had persistent back pain, said she's never taken a painkiller since and now works with older people to help them. Dickie Bird, who'd become a recluse because he felt his brain was degenerating, said he felt like a different person. And Lionel Blair was on stage tap dancing with 30-year-olds and was as good as they were. So if you believe you are younger, you will become younger. And you don't have to go to a retreat.
Yeah, I was going to say, how can we apply this knowledge to our everyday lives?
Okay, well, first of all, make a little mood board. Just get one of those little cork boards from anywhere and stick on a picture of Angela Lansbury, Mary Berry, Bruce Forsyth, Nicholas Parsons, who's still on Give Us a Clue, in his 80s. Put on a picture of some anonymous person skiing or anyone that you can see who's aging agelessly, and then think, I'm going to do that. And what have they got? I want what they've got. And you can have what they've got, which is a passion and an enjoyment of life. And don't believe you need vitamins and supplements. They help, but you know, Nelson Mandela was in jail for 30 years with no vitamins, no supplements, no organic vegetables, and yet his passion kept him young, and that is the thing that will really keep you young, passion. And of course, passion is free. You don't need anything. So make a little board. Play some music from your past. Music is regressive. You know, you hear something you heard when you were in the 80s, and you think, oh, I remember that song. I fell in love to that song. And suddenly you're dancing around the kitchen. So music is a great thing, too.
So do you recommend a little dance every day?
A little dance every day.
So do you dance every day?
I do, yeah, I do, I do.
Where do you dance?
Oh, just around the kitchen, around the lounge. I trampoline a lot because trampolining is aerodynamic. It actually gets rid of bags under your eyes within a week. Right. You have more lymph in your body than you have blood, and so trampolining boosts your lymphatic system. But I don't do anything excessively. I might do that for a couple of minutes, three times a week. But music, dancing, singing, and weirdly enough, sex. People
tell
get older.
More.
Well, you see, sex is incredibly anti-aging. We're the only species on the planet that have sex for pleasure. Animals only have sex to procreate, which is why a male won't go near the female if she's not in heat. There's no point. So when you're having sex and you're too old to procreate, your brain doesn't get that. Your brain thinks you must be having sex to make a baby because there's no other reason for doing it, and it becomes incredibly anti-aging. When women have orgasms, they make NK, natural killer cells that fight cancer and boost anti-aging. It's really good for your skin.
Because obviously we all want to have an orgasm, but we don't have an orgasm every time. Does it help just to make love?
Yeah, of course, because touch and being caressed and being held. And of course, when you're making love, you tend to say things like baby and boo-boo, and you talk in a baby talk. And it's falling in love is an act of regression. You do all the things, but you stroke someone's hair, you rub noses.
Yeah, you have silly names.
I call my husband silly boy.
Yeah.
And it is an act of regression. But you see, again, you're tricking your mind all the time into thinking you are young. And I've done a lot of studies of people who've lived to 105, and one of the things they all did, they had an active sex life.
Wow.
And that will keep you really young. And again, it's free. It's going to take 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be a marathon. 5 minutes is good enough.
Yeah. Fascinating.
And weirdly enough, sex is much more anti-aging for women than it is for men.
Something to do with the hormones it gives
them? Yeah, well, the natural killer cells they make when they orgasm, and the hormones, yes.
Yeah, because men are probably more two-dimensional in sex, whereas we've got a lot more
going
on emotionally, physically, and mentally.
Of course,
Now, you trained, you went to this cell clinic in California.
Yeah, Pritikin, the Longevity Centre.
Yeah, tell us about how we can make our cells younger.
Well, how you can make yourself younger is, again, have that mood board, think young thoughts, take the electrical appliances out of your bedroom, do the trampolining if you can. Well, cells, every cell in your body has a microbrain. And one of the things in my book is a CD, a free CD or a free download that talks to your cells and tells them to age differently, which is what you're doing when you're having sex and dancing around the lounge with a music on from the 80s. But your cells listen to everything that you say, and you can actually slow down aging of your cells. For instance, earthworms can reverse their aging. Bees, if the hive of bees has no young bees, the older bees reverse their aging. If there's no older bees, the younger bees reverse their aging. If a bee can do it, then believe me, you can do it. But you don't have to have a direct conversation with your cells. I've made a download that does that for you. It's specific, it's detailed, you just play it. You can play it in the bath, play it when you're going to sleep. But it's a way of communicating with your cells to tell yourself that you are younger.
It's completely fascinating. Now, I know that you've worked with royalty, rock stars, celebrities. Can you spill the beans on any of them, or is it totally secret?
I mean, I could tell you about one of my clients, Molly Parkin. I met Molly when she was 50 and was drinking, smoking, eating junk food and unhappy. And I did one session with her, which was 30 years ago. She's never had a cigarette since. She's never had a drink since. She lives a great life. She has a young boyfriend. But Molly, I went to her 80th birthday party, and she was incredible. But that's how you can age after a lifetime of abuse. She changed her mindset, and she said that she's got more vigor, more vitality, more energy than she had in her 50s. And of course, you know, 50 now, given that we're all living incredibly long lives and that every 3 months our lifespan goes up by a month, every 3 years we add another year, that means that 50, you can be halfway through your life. And so instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm 50, I'm middle-aged rather than old-aged, you've got another 50 years, and it's a great 50 years. You're free to travel, don't have to worry about birth control, you haven't got kids to raise, you haven't got to get up in the middle of the night with a baby or do the school run. And, you know, nature would never be so cruel as to make the first bit of your life better. And people say your school days are the best days of your life. No, nature wouldn't give you the first bit and go, this is the best bit, now it's all downhill. The best bit is later. When I interview 70-year-olds and 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds and say, when is the best time of your life? They always say 10 years ago. They never say when I was 20. I mean, I wouldn't want to go back and be 20. My 20s weren't the best time. Even my 30s, the best time I'm having is right now.
Marisa Peer, it's been exceptional joy to have you on Radio Gorgeous. And thank you so much for coming on. And the name of your book is?
You Can Be Younger.
Thank you very, very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
RadioGorgeous.com. Health, beauty and well-being on Radio Gorgeous is brought to you by MovementForModernLife.com.